Welcome. It's Ryan Sokolowski again. I'm a senior program manager with the ECG CAT team. And today, as part two of our storage replica series, we're going to do an end-to-end walkthrough of a cluster-to-cluster storage replica configuration. So one more slide, and then we'll get into it, just to give a visual representation of what we're going to basically be looking at and working with. You can see cluster A and cluster B, two separate two-node clusters in separate geographic locations. Each cluster in each location has its own symmetric shared storage. So let's jump into it. And as in the diagram, this is cluster 2 with its two nodes. And then if I go to O3 here, we'll take a look. This is cluster 3 with its own two nodes. So back to our first cluster. And the first thing that we're going to do is we're going to bring in our disks. We'll take a look here at the source location. We're working with a 1 gig data volume as drive D, and then a 9 gig logs volume as required for storage replica, a minimum of an 8 gig volume. So let's do the add disk, and you can see we're going to bring in our two drives here. We'll let those come online. And for our next step, we're going to do the same thing on the second cluster. So let's do that. And what we're doing is we're bringing in the disks that we will use for storage replica and getting prepared to run the storage test SR topology tool. So we'll bring in these disks. And notably, this cluster, the owning node for these two disks is C2CO3, which is perfect. Back on our intended source location, we're going to need to move the available disks, the storage, to the other node so that our script runs successfully. Now, we'll bring up a couple PowerShell windows that I've pre-staged. And what we're going to do is we're going to generate some workload for 5 minutes using the disk speed tool in this window. And in this window, we're going to kick off and execute the test SR topology tool. And what this is, you can sort of think of this as similar to the failover cluster validation process. This is going through and validating that the computers involved, the servers, the parameters, the disk speed, the disks are the exact same size, they have the right partition style, and so on. And while that's running, we're going to flip back to our cluster, and I'll just show you, as in our illustration, we'll refer to this as site 1, 172.16.0 for this cluster, and this is a slash 24. And then our second cluster, if we look at the cluster properties there, it's 172.16.10. So these two nodes are in site B, and these two nodes are in site A. And we'll let our storage replication test SR topology test continue to run. While that's running, I'll show you a couple of other commands that we want to run just to make sure we have all the necessary permissions in place. So on our source side, we'll open up a new PowerShell window, and I'll make this just a little bit smaller. And we're going to run grant-cluster access. And what we're doing is we're granting here the cluster 2 full access to this object cluster 3. So we'll run that on the source, and then we'll go to the other side, and we'll do essentially the obverse of that. And let's pop open a PowerShell window here, and we'll run this, just so that there's no permissions issues. and we'll go back to our source location, and our test SR topology test is almost completed, and it says it's running the initial sync characteristics for 1 minute. Generally, to get to the point of doing this, it takes a few minutes to run some of the precursor checks and tests. So that's what's that's what was done initially, and now it's completing the initial synchronization verification. And as soon as this is done, it should be in just a moment, we will pull up and look at the storage replica test SR topology test and give you a look at what that looks like. So while that's continuing or wrapping up, I think it just completed, or it's completing now, I'll show you one more thing, and that's that we have a scale-out file server that we've created on each of the two clusters, and we're going to use that scale-out file server in conjunction with the disks that we bring in. Once we put them into cluster shared volumes, we'll create continuously available file share and leverage that as part of our demonstration. Okay, it looks like it's just wrapping up now. And then we'll look at this report and move forward with our disks and configuring storage replica between these two disparate clusters. Okay, it just completed, so it took a little bit longer than it has in the past when I've done this. And we'll go ahead and take a look at our test SR topology report, give you a quick look at what that test contains. And you can see here, it gives some initial information on source and destination. It shows that we had zero errors and zero warnings. And then it goes through the requirements tests, as I said, that are executed first, availability of the volumes, partition style test, the file system. And these are pretty critical tests here, that the sector size of the volumes between the two servers are identical for data and logs and so on. And then it shows that our initial sync time for this 1 gig volume was 12 seconds. It shows the destination data disk initial sync performance in a nice graph. And then it shows that with our minimum 8 gig log volume size, it will take 26 minutes, almost 27 minutes for the log to wrap. And then it gives you some other examples. If you increase the size of your log volume, you can see how that extends the amount of time it will take for your logs to wrap. It shows some replication write I/O latency numbers, and we have pretty good numbers here. And then it shows three more graphs, the source data disk change rate, and then the source log and destination log disk performance. So now that we've taken a look at that, we'll go back and we'll move our data disk, which is the 1 gig volume, sort of counterintuitively. We'll add this one to cluster shared volumes, and we'll do this on both clusters. So here's our 1 gig data volume here. We'll add that to the CSV. And then we'll go back to our scale-out file server role, and we'll add a file share on this side, and we'll repeat the same thing on the other cluster. And these continuously available file shares will use this disk in the cluster shared volumes as its location. So we'll call this We'll call it continuously available file share 2, just to match the cluster name. And we'll leave everything else default. And that completes pretty quickly, and that'll pop in right here in just a moment. While that's finishing, we'll go over to our second cluster, and we'll do the same thing here. And we'll create a continuously available file share for this cluster. And we'll call this CAFS3 and say next, use all the defaults and complete that. Then we'll go back to our source location and take a look at our disks one more time. You can see our continuously available file share has populated there. Now we'll go in via PowerShell and we'll issue the command new SR partnership, and we'll clean up this window. And this is the command that we're going to use to actually create the storage replica partnership between these two clusters. And you can see here in source computer name, we're actually issuing the cluster name. So rep clue 2, a resource group name, and then the source volume name. Because this is a cluster shared volume, we have to use this nomenclature. Our source log volume is still E. And then the reverse side of this relationship, again, the cluster name here and the cluster shared volume location. So we'll execute this. And create our storage replica partnership between these two clusters. And if we go back here, take a look at our disks, you can see that in that cluster window, our log volume has been brought in as a cluster shared volume automatically as part of creating this new partnership. And you can see some of the statuses changing in the back here. Replication role is unassigned and the log is unassigned. And then the new SR partnership command has completed and has finished creating this partnership. And you can see in the background, this just updated. So the replication role, this is the source, and the log source. And if we go to our destination cluster and look at the same same view here, you can see that as expected, our destination data disk is online with no access, and that's completely expected. And if you select that disk, you can see in the bottom view that it shows that it is a replicated volume. So that's great. Let's do a couple of commands and just take a look at some things using PowerShell. And we'll do get SR group, and it shows our cluster name, and it's in a partnership, and some of the other statuses, the log volume, the default replication mode of synchronous. And right now it's in its initial block copy status. So that 1 gig volume is going through the process of doing the initial block copy, leveraging storage replica. We'll do another command, which is get SR partnership. And we'll pop that in here. Oh, that didn't paste properly. And you can see this returns essentially the same information that our previous command did when we created the partnership. And then we'll look at one more command, which is passing get SR group and getting the property of replicas. And it focuses in on what the data volume is and the status, and you can now see that the status of this has updated to continuously replicating. So we're going to confirm with a couple of other PowerShell commands. This first one, we're going to pull some storage replica events from the event logs and take a look at those. And you can see as this iterated through the process, it started replication for replica, block copy is in progress, and then successfully established a connection to the partner. And then on the destination, we want to go over to our destination cluster and look at a couple of Windows events here as well, that are storage replica events, excuse me. This one we're looking for 1215 events, and we haven't received that one here. So we're going to up arrow and change this to 5020. And we haven't received that yet either. So replication is still occurring, that initial block copy. So we want to make sure that we wait until we receive, in particular, this 1215 event to get that to return back to confirm that replication has completed. Now, another place that we can look for some more information as well, back on our source, if we select our source data disk, and down here in Failover Cluster Manager, you can see there's a replication tab, and it's showing our replication mode, and the status is log record copy to destination. So we can refresh this and see if we get any updated information. And now it shows replicating. So that's the status that we're really looking for to know that that initial block copy has completed. Let's go back to our destination and look at the same information here and see what this shows us. And it still on this side shows initial block copy. We'll refresh this and see that yes, the refresh has updated this status to replicating. So let's look a couple more times, one more time for our events, and those aren't coming in. We're going to trust the Failover Cluster Manager status here. And what we're going to do is we're actually going to reverse the direction of the replication. So that this destination cluster will now be the source and the data volume will be accessible. So let's clean this window up and we're going to reverse replication using set SR partnership. And again, using the cluster names and reversing this. So we will issue that and we need to confirm. And I want to bring this down so you can watch in the background what happens with the status of the disks. So we will say yes. And you can see these are coming offline, changing their status, online pending, and these destination statuses should update. We'll give it a refresh. And it has updated now so that this is now the new source. So we should be able to go in and look at our CSV path and see there are our files that we had previously populated on the initial source location. Just for fun, let's put some new data here. And we'll just put a Word document with some text in it. We'll save it. And maybe we'll create a new bitmap image. And this is now new data that we've created on the new source. And our replication status is showing initial block copy status. This should just be doing synchronous replication. So what we actually should be able to do is we should be able to return our replication to the original direction. And we'll go back to our source here. And up, we'll refresh the view here, and you can see that these are the destination. And just as before, our data volume shows online, no access, and the status is replicating. So let's reverse replication one more time, and we'll tempt the fates and reverse this, and we'll watch as our disk statuses change and update. They have become the source again, and let's access that same CSV location, and there are the two files that we created on the old source that have replicated over to this cluster. So that's the end of the demo. Thanks for joining me for this second part, doing an end-to-end walkthrough of storage replica in a cluster-to-cluster configuration. Thanks.